views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof. Colette is traveling today in Peru, and so it is my pleasure and honor to be hosting her program. Also with me is a guest, Dia Costello. My work is called Energetic Well-Being, and Dia, will you say hello, please?
Hi, everyone. This is Dia Costello, and I am a clinical social worker and have been doing energy work for over the last 15 years with all my clients.
Okay, and for the first part of the program, we're going to be talking about how we don't really have health issues. What we have are life issues. And after the first commercial break, we'll be talking to people who call in and doing some clearing work with them. If you want to call in, the number is 800-930-2819. And just to kick off our discussion, I wanted to give you a personal example of a couple of years ago when I could not hold any food or water in my stomach for months. And finally, what I realized was I was rejecting things in my life. More specifically, I was rejecting virtually everything about myself. And so what I realized is, one of our maybe biggest symptoms is not accepting every aspect of ourselves exactly the way we are now. And as soon as I realized that, everything came back to normal. That also, though, inspired me. I was in the process of writing my book, and so I added a chapter to the book called Our Biggest Symptom. And that is lack of total self-acceptance. Dia, what's been your experience with finding life issues that are causing, that are the, in fact, root causes for symptoms that we and our clients have?
Well, I think for me, you know, it's very individual for every client. I think, though, when we get to the universal base that humans suffer from is a lack of trust. So healing that lack of trust that you may have with yourself, that you may have with the world you live in, be it your family or the bigger world, a lack of trust with the way your life has gone, and even a lack of trust with any spiritual belief system you have, a God. It's that when we heal that, which is a really a soul healing on a deep level, from that everything then starts to fall in place, from small issues to large issues. And it's almost like a domino effect.
Well, that's a great example. Another one that comes to mind is a client who said that she had a, in fact, I think I've used this one before on the program. She said 25 years ago, I had an automobile accident. and I got whiplash, and I've had neck pain ever since. It gets better, it gets worse. It never goes away. And I said, okay, neck pain. What, you know, our symptoms have intelligence. So what does neck pain mean? I said, it feels to me like there are about seven things in your life that are a big pain in the neck. And she said, oh, yeah, there's this about money, this about my job, this about my spouse. We worked on it about 45 minutes, and her neck pain completely went away after 25 years. Mm-hmm. Now, I do see, actually, that we already have a couple of people calling in. So let's see. We will start with Olivia from Florida. That'll get us going this morning. Or Olivia, Olivia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Leroy. How are you?
Good. How are you? What symptom is it that you have, Olivia?
Oh, gosh. I've been suffering from anxiety, depression since May. Now, right now, my lower back, my lumbar section is in extreme pain. It's going down to my groin. I'm a massage therapist, and I have to go to work in about an hour, and it just, I can barely stand. So between the anxiety, the depression, and the back pain and money issues, I'm just a wreck. I'm 61 years old, and I'm just, need to get better.
Okay, and yeah, on a scale of 10, it sounds like you're feeling this at about a 12 or 13. Is that right?
Yes. And this back pain, it started like about 17 years ago, this lower back pain. And it comes and goes.
What is your desired state? What would you like to be experiencing?
Well, my desired state, get back to my normal self, not having anxiety, not having depression, and not having pain in my body. So I can be happy, healthy, and be able to work. I love my work. I love to help people. I just wanted to be happy again and back to my normal self like I was before, I mean, I'm really on the edge, I was thinking about it a few days ago. It's like, I'm just going to shoot myself. This can't be going on anymore. I get dizzy. I can't eat. I lost about 15 pounds in about 4 or 5 months. I have no appetite. I have no desire to live. It's just horrible.
Well, right. Could I jump in here for a minute, Leroy?
Yes.
I think, Olivia, I think that one of the things we need to clear for you is that life has, because you've been in pain for so long, you now have this kind of understandable, because you've been in so much pain for so long, this idea that life is pain, right? That they're synonymous, they're one and the same. So we need to clear that, let me just clear that quickly, that life is pain, period, Then you also have a lot of compression actually in your ribs, so I want to get some more expansion in your body because of the pain, everything's really constricted, which makes sense, but we're going to release that constriction to you. And I just wanted to add that even though we're working on you individually, that the people that are listening out on the call, Gary Craig used to call this borrowing benefits, but it's a nice way that we can all kind of, help Olivia and support her, but also if we have any similar issues, we can get the benefit of the healing as well.
And Olivia, I'm checking your central core, that is the energy in your midline. It's only at about 50. Can you please focus on strengthening your midline? We're coming to a commercial break, which we will take, and then Olivia will continue with you after the break.
Wherever you go, radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Have you ever tried maca? Meet my friends at the Maca Team. They are dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free maca supplements on the market. Their high-potency maca products have a vast array of health benefits and will make the perfect gift for that special person this holiday season. Use maca in your shakes, baking, herbal teas, and much more. Visit drpatspicks.com today to see our holiday offers and specials.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Leroy Maloof on The Truth is Funny. I'm hosting for Colette Stephan, who is traveling. And our guest on this show is Dia Costello. Before the break, we were working with Olivia, and we continued working during the break. And Olivia, I'm wondering, how strongly are you still feeling the anxiety, depression, back pain?
Well, the back pain is going to be a little bit. Well, actually, I took a Motrin about an hour ago. And, yeah, I've been a very anxious person all my life, you know, and doctors, they can help me with that. You know, it's like I get anxiety, my feet, my hands, they go cold and sweaty. And you know, it's like it's been going on since May 9th. You know, it's like I could not leave my house for, like, 2 weeks because...
So, Olivia, how is it? I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to give you a little more clearing before we go on to the next caller. How are you feeling right now from when you first got on a few minutes ago? Do you feel the same? Do you feel different? Have there been any shifts? Just close your eyes for a minute and take a deep breath and kind of reassess how you're feeling right now. We just want to know what direction we're going in.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. What do you notice?
Okay, well, I feel a little better, a little bit less anxious. The thing is bothering me, that lightheadedness, you know, and the doctor put me on Xanax.
Hold on 1 minute. Let me work on the lightheadedness. Okay. I just want to make sure we give you as much experience as we can. Okay, we want to get a little better oxygen flow also. I think you're probably a very shallow breather, so we want to get your breathing pattern. That's kind of where I was going with the ribs, where everything felt constricted. Leroy, what are you getting there? Let me assess.
Olivia, what I'm getting is that you're having a lot of sensations from the anxiety, the depression, the back, feeling like you're a wreck, all these sensations, and there's about 3,000 of them, are basically hidden and trapped inside. And we human beings struggle with them. And then we think we have to struggle with life. And those sensations that you're having are creating and interacting in with about 1,200 negative emotions. And those two things are interacting with about 3,000 of expectations not being met. And when those three things interact and weaken us, they also create negative anticipation of either what's not going to happen that you want to happen, or that's what's going to continue to happen. And you've been experiencing about 4,000 of those. And what those produce is what you described, which is downward spiral, where basically you just want to give up. And that's about 2,000 of those. So we're going to take every single one of these, plus about 5 other patterns, every single way they are interacting with each other, every reaction you're having internally, every trigger that comes up for you, every issue, and we're just going to deprogram all that. We're going to wipe it off your hard drive. And then we're going to reprogram to the divine blueprint that you, the unconditional love with you, all to your 100% positive infinity and beyond. And what are you noticing right now?
It's getting easier. I'm crying like crazy, but it's getting easier.
Because that's a release, so that's good. The tears are just fine. It's also Leroy ancestral, so we want to clear kind of her burden for the people that came before her in her family. So she's not suffering for them because, she, as she said, she loves her work. She likes to help people. She's a very compassionate person, but her boundaries need to be stronger of what is hers and what is someone else's, so she's not taking on the pain of others emotionally or physically. And I'd really like that to be a important thought for you, Olivia, as you move forward to really trying to figure out what's yours and what someone else's. And even though you're compassionate, that doesn't mean you need to suffer for them. Because, in fact, it doesn't heal them. It just hurts you. So let's clear that as well.
Yeah, Olivia, we need to strengthen so you no longer need to suffer for anybody, anything, anytime, any place. Yeah. And you don't owe anything, anybody, anything. And nobody owes you.
And you can, at the same time, though, being clean and clear about who you are, be compassionate and connected to others, but not take on their pain. I'm just saying it again so you really hear it in a different way. Do you understand what we're saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You see how important that is? I think you're going to have a lot of relief when you realize you can love or care for someone but not feel their pain. That's kind of like a life story that has burdened you, but we're stopping it now. I'm excited for you. This will be a new beginning for you, really. And hear somebody but not take it on.
Okay, Olivia, we've cleared about 50% of the root causes for you. Wishing you the very best. And we're going to need to go to the next call now.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye. Okay. We have Mary from Massachusetts. Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I'm not really, I have a lot of physical issues, so I'm not really knowing which one to pinpoint. So I'm wondering if maybe somebody could zone in on just my whole energy system.
I'm getting that you're buying into aging and degeneration big time. Is that right?
I would agree with that.
How old are you?
60.
Okay, you hit the big 60. So you're over the hill now, right?
Yep.
Now, the difficulty is that we've been told all our lives that what we're going to experience is degeneration and aging. And I remember in science class in high school, it's saying that our human body peaks at age 20 and degenerates by 10% every decade. And that is being misled. That's misinformation. If we count how many shoulds and shouldn'ts, musts and mustn'ts, do's and don'ts, and so on that you've bought into, that's about 3,000 of those. And if we count how many warnings you've bought into about aging, about what outside of us is going to harm us, that's about 2,000. And if we count how many different ways you've bought into aging and degeneration, that's about 11, 12, 1300. What are the consequences of buying into all that stuff, by the way? Can you live up to any of it?
My consequence? Well, a lot of my issues, though, date back even before I became older.
I understand, but let's take all these things that you've bought into. You see, the difficulty is basically none of us can live up to that. And what that's created for you is about 1, 2, 3, 4 mistaken identities. So we're going to deprogram all that for you.
Mary, it seems like you feel in a very stuck place right now.
Yes, very much so.
That you don't know how to move forward. You don't want to go backwards. So you're feeling very stuck. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. So that feels like, it's kind of interesting. It's like at the back of your head and your neck, your upper neck.
I didn't hear what you first said.
I was just saying, you would ask kind of where I see it. And so when I'm reading your energy around it, that stuckness feels really stuck in the back of your head and your neck.
Yeah, it is.
Because really
I have neck issues. Yes.
And it's also connected with your eyes.
I have eye issues going on too right now.
Yeah, I can see that. And it's also, you know, it's like literal and it's also symbolic for forward moving vision for you, right? Again, I'm trying to get you out of this stuck place. You see? So you feel entrapped. So we're going to clear the feeling of entrapment and paralysis out.
And see, you're very weak for freedom and expansion. So we're going to strengthen you for that as well. By the way, the biggest paradox about us human beings is that we don't support what we say we want, and we don't let go what we say we don't want. So we want to deprogram all that stuckness and reprogram the freedom that's really you.
I would love that.
Can you tell me that kind of those sensations in the back of your head and your neck, are they the same now or are they different?
I would say a little different.
Yeah, I saw a little shift, but not enough. I'm not happy with just a little bit, so I want more for you. So let's just figure out. Just get that flow. It's almost like there's sometimes a disconnection between are you an overthinker?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So
definitely.
There's like almost this disconnection between your head, your heart, and your body, right? Because you overthink so much and there's so much pressure there. So I want to just relieve you of that pressure and just kind of bringing your head back, almost like back onto into your body, like back, integrate you together as one again.
Okay. We're going to have to take a commercial break.
Oh, darn.
This is Leroy Maloof hosting for Colette Stephan with Dia Costello. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll keep working on you, Mary, and we'll be back soon.
Satin and cinders, I'm definitely not your type. Well then, what are we doing in love?
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month Ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Have you ever tried maca? Meet my friends at the Maca Team. They are dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free maca supplements on the market. Their high-potency maca products have a vast array of health benefits and will make the perfect gift for that special person this holiday season. Use maca in your shakes, baking, herbal teas, and much more. Visit drpatspicks.com today to see our holiday offers and specials.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Stephan on her Truth is Funny radio program on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to give you my contact information. It's info@EWBP.com, EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com, and phone is 508-326, about to give you my cell. 508-375-6452. Dia, can you give us your contact information?
Sure. It's through my website, which is diacostello.com. My email is dia@diacostello.com. And my work number is 301-538-7784.
Okay, and we've been working with how life issues cause our symptoms, and we were just working with Mary. And Mary, wonder what we were still doing some clearing on you during the break, wondering what you're experiencing right now.
I would say my neck feels a little looser than it did previously.
Okay,
but it's also feeling, Mary, like you have about 1, 2, 3 things in your life that are a big pain in the neck. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say so.
So let's get you neutral. to everything that's important to you in your life always being a big pain in the neck, and neutral to nothing in your life ever being a big pain in the neck ever again. And let's also get you neutral to everything in your life flowing smoothly with synchronicity.
You know, and also, ease. The thing that comes up to me is that, Mary, I would like you to let go of some things that you feel bad about. And it's really about self-forgiveness. And forgiveness really, you know, my clients have heard me say this many times, is it's not about undoing the past, but it's about just letting go of the pain you're holding from the past.
Oh, my gosh, you nailed that right on the head, because that was one of the things I was going to bring up originally, and I thought about bringing up physical issues, so that's very true.
Okay, so let's do that. So we're going to just let all that go. But again, I want you to think on after the radio show just this definition of forgiveness, which is letting go of pain that you're holding on to. Right? Because we can't go back. We can't rewind. We can't all that stuff. It's over. It's done with. Even if it was yesterday, even if it was, you know, for you, there was a 12-year thing, an 11-year thing. There, you know, events. We've all done things. So it's like just letting go of the pain, because we can't rewind the tape. Right?
Right.
So good. So I love that. I think that's going to be very big for you. You'll feel more free. I think it was, maybe it was Leroy talked about freedom, and we talked about kind of constriction in the back of the head and paralysis, and it's about letting go of that pain and then freedom for you, because you really can step into it, and you have a beautiful light inside you and a beautiful many years ahead of you to move forward into, but it's the self-forgiveness that's blocking you.
And we also want to get you strong to being stronger and more fit in all ways as you get older.
Okay.
And we've cleared about 60% of the root causes for what you're experiencing. We're going to wish you the very best. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you both. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. And we have Jennifer from Massachusetts. Jennifer, are you there?
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
Good to be on the show again. Thank you for having me.
And what is it you want to work on, Jennifer?
I guess it's I have this obsessive compulsive kind of thing going on. And I've noticed it's intensified. I mean, it's always sort of been there, but it's intensified more in the last month. And it's where I'm like picking at my skin basically all the time, or either that or scratching it because it itches. You know, like looking for blemishes on my skin. And I realized that I'm doing it so much that like even to try to stop doing it, it creates an anxiety.
Because it's a release of some sort. Right.
Yeah.
Looking for release. Okay.
It feels like you're over guarding, over protecting, over worrying, over anxious, over fearful, over analyzing, over internalizing. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you, we need to get you neutral to that. What's the worst thing that can happen if you stay stuck in this overprotective place?
That I'll never know who I truly am.
Okay.
Well, that's your instinct is right on target, because what I was also sensing was your self-judgment and your fear of being judged by others and that confusion around judgment and your worth. So your instinct and your intuition was right on target there. That's great.
So let's get you neutral to never knowing who you are, and let's make it Groundhog Day. You miss out every time you come back. And let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And let's also get you neutral to the opposite of always knowing who you are, knowing and living your purpose, You're not neutral to that either, so we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers of experience, upset, reaction. Part of what I'm picking up, too, is confusion about what to do or where to go next. So we're going to get you neutral to that as well. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And what are you noticing now?
Feel really shaky. Mm-hmm.
In your body shaky or in your mind shaky?
Yeah. Shaking in my body, okay. Shaking.
So because what I was getting is that you're very sensitive. You are super, super sensitive. And again, you use the picking as a release, like an energetic release. So you're going to be very, I don't know how much energy work you've done, but you're going to be really sensitive to energy work. So let's make you strong to never having a kind of uneasy feeling when someone is supporting you, helping you energetically or even non-energetically. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's about allowing support around you and that trusting that that support is okay. Okay. So we're going to also make you strong, grounded, and stable in everything so you feel calm in your body.
And we're also going to do that clearing that we did earlier about sensations and negative emotions, mixed expectations, etc. We're going to apply that to you as well.
How are you feeling now? Is it, you still feel that shakiness or is it different?
It's different.
Different good or different bad?
yeah. It's better.
I always want to ask. I never like to assert. Different.
Right.
How? Different how?
I don't feel it anymore.
Good. Yeah. All right. Feels like we cleared about.
I guess where it goes next is just still this. The father of my child is. I have a 1-year-old child, and he's not. I live in Massachusetts, and he lives in Ohio, and. It's just been absolutely impossible to have a conversation with him where one of us is not reacting or judging the other. And so I feel a lot of fear around that still.
Well, it feels like we've cleared about 40% of the root causes, and we're going to need to go to a commercial break now. Jennifer will still work on it during the break. And we'll be back soon. This is Colette Stephens' radio program, The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching the ship.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month Ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof and Dia Costello, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to thank Colette Stephan for letting me host this program while she's away. Again, my contact information is Energetic Wellbeing, all one word, energeticwellbeing.com, 508-375-6452. Dia, give us your contact info.
It's Dia at diacostello.com, my website, and the phone number is 301-538-7784.
And we were doing some more clearing on Jennifer, and do you have anything else, Dia, before we go to the next person?
Jennifer, I just want to say that I know that when I read the energy, the circumstances of your life have been really hard and really stressful. And just trying to clear you feeling that you don't have options.
Okay.
Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Let's get you neutral to being stuck and having no options ever again, and neutral to always having options that help you fulfill who you really are. Okay, it feels like we've cleared about 10, 20, 30, 35%. I want to say, by the way, that I teach people how to do this work, and I have a live workshop coming up in Bethesda, Maryland, January 30th and 31st, and there's more information about that at energeticwellbeing.com. Okay, we're going to move on to Julia from Vermont.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Julia.
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear us, Julia?
Yes, I can now. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
And what would you like to work on?
Speaking of some symptoms, I have kind of a string of discomforts all along my spine, starting with the neck and going like upper shoulders, and then lots and lots in my lower back. And I also accumulated some belly fat in the past year, which I never had in my life before, and it's like a pillow, and it's really weird, and I'm not familiar with that.
Right. When you were first talking, I was thinking it's not the back of your body, it's the front of your body that we need to work on, because that's what's influencing this pain. So let me just see. So the other thing that's coming up is, besides the pain in the what you call the belly fat, is hardships. Are you feeling like there have been a lot of hardships?
Yes, I'm dealing with lots of stuff right now.
Yeah. So let me just, I'm going to clear that so the hardships feel okay. And even though we're not going to shift what's in front of you, we can shift, you know, how big they feel to you. Do you know what I mean?
Julia, we also need to get you neutral to everything in your life, always being the opposite from what you want, desire, fear, experience, and neutral to nothing ever being the opposite ever again. Does that sound on target?
Yes.
And I just want to remind the audience that also, as again, that as we're working on Julia, you can also receive the benefits. If anything that you think applies to you, it will come to you just smoothly and easily.
And again, you can just focus on your midline and you can say apply or me too or a thank goodness, whatever comes to you.
So the Julia, the also, so all the hardships, of course, make one want to protect oneself, right? And so that's why you know in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to really get you strong to true internal self-protection, truly knowing what's a good decision for you, what's not. What's a good choice to make, what's not. Really strengthen your intuition and your insight for yourself so you don't feel so burdened.
Julius, your central core is only at about 40%, and it feels like that's about what it averages. It would help you if every day, and I want to say this to everybody on the program who's listening, you need to get stronger and stronger to your life. And you can do that by starting each day by focusing on your energy right up and down your midline. Even moving your hand up and down from the top of your head down to your crotch and focusing on strong energy. You see, when we're energetically strong inside, there's nothing outside of us that's stronger. And what we want to be doing is getting stronger every day to our life.
How do you feel now about your insight and intuition about what are the right choices ahead of you? Does that feel the same, or is there a difference?
I was thinking about that daily exercise that I heard about before, and I'm kind of looking forward to doing that. I wasn't really thinking about intuition, or I'm not sure what to say about that.
That's okay, good. So it's good to do the exercise, absolutely. Everyone needs to get strong and neutral every day, and with that, I think your intuition and your right answers will be more clearly come in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you get overwhelmed with too many choices or too many thoughts or too many other people's opinions.
A couple of years ago, I published a book called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. And chapter 13 in the book is about getting your energy strong every day. Chapter 14 is about getting neutral. How to do that. That's both the things that we need to be doing every day, as both Colette and, I mean, as both Dia and I have been saying. You can read about the book at the website, energeticwellbeing.com. It's both a autobiography and a teaching book, if you might find that helpful. Fortunately, you see, there are numerous modalities these days. And the great thing is that all of them help numerous people. There's always something that can help any person. And we're coming to the end of this show. I want to thank everybody for coming on and giving us an opportunity to work with you. I apologize to those who we did not get to. The show comes on every week, so if you want to call in again, you'll be able to do that. And you can also reach either Dear or me if you want more help. Again, energeticwellbeing.com. Dia, your contact information?
Just diacostello.com. And I want to thank you, Leroy, for inviting me. It was really great to be able to do this. And we apologize to those we couldn't get to today.
And we both want to thank Colette for letting us host and be on her program. So we want to wish everybody a very happy, prosperous, fulfilling new year. And thank you again for listening and for calling in for us to work with you. Goodbye,
happy
everybody.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.